Sorry I'm late. There was an accident on the 405. From the looks of it, there may have been fatalities. You gotta assume that when they bring out the jaws of life.
Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. We beg her to spare you, Debbie, please, but you can't stop Debbie Downer.
That may be what comes to mind when you think of comedian Rachel Dratch. She was on Saturday Night Live from 1999 to 2006 as Debbie Downer and countless other characters. She's also had roles on nearly any comedy show you can think of, from 30 Rock to Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt to Bob's Burgers and The Simpsons. Her latest work is a reunion with many of the women she worked with on SNL and with whom she's been friends for years. Here's a scene from the new movie, Wine Country.
Why are you saying feedback all the time?
Oh, it's this thing I've been doing in my practice. It just provides an emotional buffer. So rather than just launch into your take on something or just give advice, you say, may I offer you some feedback?
May I offer you some feedback?
Offer you some feedback.
Feedback.
Ready for some feedback.
Ready for some feedback.
Feedback.
Ready for some feedback.
Ooh, that was good.
Rachel Dratch there, along with the rest of the ensemble cast of the new Netflix film Wine Country, including director Amy Poehler. The movie follows a group of middle-aged women on a birthday trip to Napa, celebrating the 50th birthday of Rachel Dratch's character. The trip was based on a real, if less drama-filled, trip to celebrate Rachel Dratch's actual 50th several years ago. The resulting film is an ode to female friendship and a look at the complexities of middle age. I sat down with Rachel to talk about the film and her life in comedy, starting with her role in Wine Country as a woman in denial about her age.
I played a therapist who, I would want to be a therapist if I weren't an actor. So they asked me when they were writing it, like, what would you want your career to be? So I was like, a therapist, because that's my dream job.
Is it really?
Yes, I really want to be a therapist.
Why?
Because I just like, you know, trying to figure people. I mean, it's kind of related to acting, I guess, but one is the dark side of the coin and the other is the more fun side. But yeah, I just like, you know, sort of like psychoanalyzing people and figuring out what makes people tick and all that. So
your character psychoanalyzed yourself essentially in the film when you have this moment, I think.
Oh,
I don't want to give too much away.
Meltdown.
But there's a meltdown moment. And tell us, was it a meltdown or was it an epiphany?
Yeah, good question. Well, I think just all my denial like breaks down and I'm just like, you know, this is it. Like, let's just go live for the moment and, you know, I don't know. There's a raccoon mentioned. I mean, you got to see the movie. But
A family of raccoons.
Help me see the light. Yes. And maybe that will work for you too, listeners. If you are having a crisis, you have to look into the eye of a raccoon.
One of the scenes in the movie that stood out to me was the tarot card reader. I find it fascinating. Do you really believe in that stuff in real life? Or
okay.
Tell me where that came in.
Good question. Glad you asked this hard-hitting tarot question. No, so a couple things. One is that's a moment from the real trip that was the most close to the real trip.
Okay.
Like, you know, because a lot of stuff we took liberties. There really was a tarot card reader that Amy had come to the house. And she came and you would think a tarot reader was going to be all like, oh, airy fairy and like, let's talk spirituality. But this woman was like really cranky and just not what you would expect for a tarot reader. And so like at one point in real life, Paula was like, oh, that'd make a cool tattoo. And the woman's like, please don't touch the cards. Like, so that they really put her, Cherry Jones plays her in the movie. That's the closest thing. Now, do I believe in that? Well, I've had some eerie experiences with the psychic world. Yes. A friend took me to a channeler on my 43rd birthday.
And what does a channeler do?
A channeler, so I didn't know this either, but a channeler is someone who channels a spirit that gives you your whatever, your fortune, your, I don't know what you want to call it.
Okay.
Your feedback. And so I went to this woman and she greeted me like talking normally and everything. And then you sit down and then she all of a sudden like looks down and then she pops her head up and she's like, oh, hello, it is very good to see you. Oh, now I'm talking in this accent. I mean, she didn't say that. But she started talking in this sort of, you know, non-discriminate accent. Indiscriminate? Anyway, anyway, she, long story short, she told me that I was going to meet someone in 3 to 6 months and that I was going to have one child. Okay, so I'm 43 and I'm thinking like, you know, I bet she says that to every chick who comes in here. But then I did meet a man. I met someone 4 months later And then I had a surprise pregnancy when I was almost 44. Like, it was like the prophecy came true. And yeah, I had my child when I was 44. And the channeler told me that was going to happen. So I would, that was like a, that's my most like, wow thing.
I need your channeler's number.
I know. A lot of people said, no, I've sent other people to her because everyone else has. They haven't had the same like earth shattering. So, but I will give you the name.
I wanted to ask you, we did ask for our listeners to see if they had any questions for you. So we have a couple from them.
Okay.
One of our listeners tweeted saying, do you feel more comfortable in a particular kind of role?
Okay, yes. Now, I feel really comfortable doing, like, broad, wacky SNL type stuff. Like, that's where I feel like I'm in my wheelhouse. But, you know, I was a drama major back in the day, so I've had training, as it were, but I always veered towards the comedy parts. Like, I think I had a part in Miss Julie in college. I wasn't Miss Julie, but I was, like, that maid person. I was probably terrible. Like, I'm just not good at the drama. So, but for me, like, anything comedy-related is fun for me. I mean, I started in theater in Second City and all that. I love doing live theater, but yeah, anything funny is my jam.
Are you surprised by any direction that your career has taken so far?
You know, I don't know, like, showbiz is such a, I need a cigarette hanging on. Showbiz is a crazy roller coaster. I think, like, you know, going to acting, like, the first step is you have to adjust your brain to being comfortable with uncertainty, which, you know, if you were in a sort of a more regular profession, you just do the steps to get the job, and then that can be your career for life. This is much more up and down. But once you sort of learn to relax into that and know something will come along, then, like, your life is a lot happier. You're not stressing on all the time. So that's the point that I'm at. I mean, it definitely, you know, took years to get to that point, I would say.
So what about when it comes to being a successful woman in this field? I mean, going back to Wine Country, having a film focused on women and women of your age is rare. Were you worried that it wouldn't resonate because it wasn't, you know, 20-something-year-olds?
I mean, when I was growing up, there were all sorts of movies that featured women. I remember, like, Bette Midler was in all these. She was starred in all these movies. And, like I remember, whatever, 9 to 5 was, like, giant hit when I was little. And, like,
I remember that,
like,
was
women's
huge
stories. It wasn't there, well, maybe because I was little and I was oblivious, but there wasn't anything. It's a woman's movie. It was just like, this movie's a hit, you know? So that's kind of how I grew up. Like, I watched the original seasons of SNL and I wasn't thinking, like, these women are funny too. I was just like, there's Gilda Radner doing Roseanne, Roseanne, there's Bill Murray. So I don't know where that comes on to you of this thing of, like, separating out women and men, but I didn't grow up thinking that, so I still don't really think that way. But I understand it's, like, more rare to see a movie featuring a big cast of women, I guess.
And also just women of a certain age. Like, that, yes, that you don't often see that. I haven't seen them as much as I think I'd like to. So.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm in utter denial. I'm like, it's not about our age.
Kind
There's
of
nothing
like
about our age in this. Okay, exactly. Sorry, go ahead.
May I offer you some feedback?
You may.
Rachel Dratch is a comedian, author, and star of the new Netflix film, Wine Country. Rachel, we really appreciate you joining the show. Thank you.
Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.